Okay, it's good to see everyone back. Our learning should be in Schuss for the Yartzei of Shlomo ben Harav Moshe Avram. It should be mailed to Yosher Mitzvashem. Also for Refuah Shlema for Sarah Baschana, who had a surgery today. Avram Abba ben Shenel, my father-in-law, and also my aunt, who needs Refuah Shlema, Rivka Golda Bas Yehudis. So we're going to start Pirkei Avos. Here we go. Our third shiur. The first week we talked about the inyan of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Last week we focused on Moshe Kiva Torah Misinai. We talked all about having patience, having a Rebbe. This week we finally get to the Mishnah Beis. I didn't give you Mishnah Beis, but Bli Neder. Hopefully you guys all know Mishnah Beis. Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Mishar Knesset Gedola. Shimon HaTzadik was from the remains or the leftovers of the Knesset Gedola. Hu Hayah Omer Al Shosha Dvarim HaOlam Omed Al Torah Yalavora Val Gemilus Chasadim. The world stands on three things, three pillars the world stands on. So before we even get to the actual content, sometimes we always read these types of Mishnahs and Pirkei Avos, and we just run over the words, Hu Hayah Omer, he used to say. But the Bardanura, Shalom Aleichem, the Bardanura says something unbelievable. He says, don't think it was just something that they said once. He says, Hu Hayah Omer, Shemistecha Zu, Perish Hayah Ragil Omer, Kain Tamid. Something that they were constantly known for. It means when Shimon HaTzadik used to say this, or when we're going to go through in the fourth paragraph about Ben Zoma talking about four things about how to Ezo Kavod, who's honored and who's rich. That's just something they said once. Something that they constantly said. Hu Hayah Omer is not something that they just said once. That he was constantly that's what he was known for. That this is the person about what he was known for. It was his essence. It was something that he constantly focused on. So just another little point before we get to the acre of the shear. What he said? Yeah, the language. Hu Hayah Omer. It's not something. Right, but sometimes we just go very quickly. Hu Hayah Omer. He said once. No. Hu Hayah Omer means that he used to say that was his essence. Sometimes when you want to say a quick Dvar Torah, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos to say Dvar Torah at the table is like saying it's like bringing a carbon on the shulchan. Right? At the end of the day, you say a quick Torah, so this is their go-to, as they say. As I told my students, if you have to say a quick Dvar Torah, just say Moshe's name backwards is Hashem, and you're good to go. And they all smile like, oh, I never realized that Moshe's name backwards is Hashem. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay. Then we're going on. So what's this Lashon of Omed? So Rav Shor, I didn't give you I'll give you another Torah from Rav Shor, but we're going to get to the Pekin in a second. Rav Shor says, if you look at the later on in Perek Aleph Mishnah Yates, it says three things, Ha'olam Kayim. Al Shalom, Andin, and Emes. That the world is Mekayim, the world's fulfilled. But Omed is a different word. The standing and fulfill, it's a different word. So it says the Rabbeinu Yonah, I believe it's page 3. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, I give it to you a little out of order, I apologize. Getting ready for Purim over here already in Cheshvan. Already getting ready for Purim. If you go to page 3, Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, it says, what does this mean? Rotzo Lomar, Shebashvil Shosha Dvarim Ha'ilu Om Omed. He says, if you look around 8 lines from the top, Ki omid sha'amar rotzo lomar shenivra ha'olam bishvilam meshehem ritzon ha'kodesh baruch. What does it mean that the world stands on three things? It means that this is what the world was created for. This is what the world stands on. This is what the world was created for, because this is what ha'kodesh baruch wants. Ritzoneinu lomar shebara ha'olam al-sher b'yosef asin yosef r'larzon lefanov ayde asiyas elu ha'dvarim. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, what does this mean, Ha'olam Omed? It means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world dafka for these three things, that his creations, that the Jews in 2017 in Boca Raton, that what are they doing with their lives? Torah, Avoda, which is Tefillah, and Gemilus Chasadim. Dafka those three. That's the Lashon of Omed. But the world stands on three things. And Rav Shor even quotes, and he says this, if you ever look at a house, if you look at a house, and if you take out, one pillar in the house, the whole house falls down. So every little thing is so important. That's what Omed is. Kayim is a different story. Maybe when we get to later, the parak will deal with that. But Rabbeinu Yonah is focusing on Dafka Omed. What's Omed? This is what the world was created for. Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So I'll be honest with you. You could really give a shear on each one of these. Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And Hashem brought me to the final ones. So Gemilas Chasadim. Torah and Tefillah, maybe we'll do, the next time around. We'll see Bli Neder. But today we're just going to talk about Gemilas Chasadim. So Rav Shor, if you look in your notes on page 1, Rav Ram Shor Shlita, for those who know, he's a Rav in Flatbush, Far Park. He has tens of Sfarim. I'm zochet to have over, let's say, Blinet over 20 of his Sfarim. My wife always gets upset when I go. When we go to Brooklyn, I always have to see if they have new Rav Schwartz Farm. He comes out with water. Comes out. The Sfarim come out like left and right. His father was Rav Gedalia Shor from Torah Vadas. So he focuses. If you look at the by the arrow, I know my footnotes are there on the side. I apologize. My handwriting's horrible. So he says he focuses on the lashon of Gemilus Hasadim. He says, why can't the Mishnah just say Ala Torah V'Ala Voda V'Al Chasadim? What's this Gemilus Chasadim of bestowing of right Gomel Chasadim Tovim? What's it's an extra. It seems like an extra word. So he quotes the Malbim. The Malbim says an incredible thing. He says, Gomel, Perusho, if you look right by there, there where it says Malbim, underline the left side, Perusho, Shenosnin, La'ondom, La'dover, Ba'oifen, Shemargish, Kihu, Roilizem. He says, you want to know what Gomel means? Gomel means when you do Chesed, you're not making the guy feel like he's a Chesed case, you're making him feel like he's Shaykh to this, that he deserves it. That he deserves it. When someone comes to your house and he asks you for money, you're not just saying, oh, this is part of my miser. You're making the guy feel chashav. You're making the guy feel like he's a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you to do chesed. Right, I just want to read that lashon again. Ki gomel pirusha shenosnin la'adam davar ba'ofim shemargish, that the ani feels, the poor person feels, ki hu roil is that. That it's shaykh to him. Umizeh niv novin haregesh chadosh b'inin ki milus chasadim. What does it mean to be gomel chesed? Because when it means to give to other people, it means that the guy who's receiving, not only does it not feel bad, he feels like it's partially his. He doesn't feel like he's a chesed case, like he's a basket case. Like sometimes, you know, people feel when they're going around asking for money, you're asking for a meal, this and that. It, for someone to ask money, I can't even imagine what it feels like. We should never know of anything like that. But says the Malbim, you want to know what gemilus chesedim means? It means making the other person feel like it's shaykh to them. How do you do that? By making him feel warm and cared for, and making sure that he feels that it's not only a burden, but it's a schus for you. It's a mitzvah. It's a privilege for you. And if you go to page two, he even furthers this point. Rabbi, my Rebbe from YU, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, loves quoting this Or Chaim HaKadosh. So I quoted it. I just gave it to you on the side. It's on the left hand side on page 2 from Rav Shor. The pasuk says in Mishpatim, Kesef Tal Vesami, Esa'ani Yimach Lo Siya Lo Kenosha Lo Simon Alav Nesha. When you're going to lend money to my nation, to the poor amongst you. To the poor amongst you. And Rashi says famously, every time it says the word im sometimes means if, except for three places in the Torah. Im, in three places, including this one, means when. Doesn't mean if, it means when. It says, Or Chaim HaKadosh, you want to know, Dafka, what does it mean im? It doesn't mean if here, it means when. Es ha'ani imach, what's this lashon of imach? It says, if you want to look inside, it's around seven lines up from the bottom of the paragraph. The last word in line is Mishparsus Mishvatim. Al Pasuk as Ani Imach, Ki Chelko Shel Al Ani Munach Eitzel Hanosen Ki Bikadam. Says Or Chaim HaKadosh, the portion of the poor person is found in the one giving it to them. Zet Sarach Shagarshus Hanosen Atzdaka. And this is what the giver has to feel. That's not just your money. It's the Ani's money. It's the poor person's money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave you the money that so you can be able to give it to him. Ki Eino Nosen Mishalo. You're not giving your money. Kadosh Baruch Hu put the money in your wallet, but it's not your money; it's the ani's money, and that's why the pasuk says, "In kesef tava as ani imach." Imach means the money is by you, but when you do the mitzvah, it's not your money. You're giving the guy money back that he deserves, and that says Rav Shor, that's gomel chasadim. And when a person gives tzedaka, to make sure. And not only does he not feel negatively about it, but he feels like it's mamish that he deserves it. So this is a very high level. This is something that we should all aspire to be. But to be honest with you, this takes years and years and years to be able to actually make it real. There's a great rabbi and rebbetzin in Eretz Yisrael. They live in Ma'alot Dafna. I'm sure everyone has heard of rabbi and rebbetzin Machas. Hundreds of people going through their house throughout the year. There's only one meal, one holiday of the year that they don't have any guests, which is Pesach. Pesach they focus on their family. Unfortunately, Rabbi Zemachas passed away two and a half years ago from cancer. So they put out an amazing book called Emunah with Love and Chicken Soup. All these amazing stories about their Avos Yisrael and caring for their Chesed. I met Rabbi Machas at the Kotel on Shabbos Chol Moed. I literally just thanked him for everything. He has no idea. I met him once, but I just thanked him. Listen to this story. there was a guy who lived in Mount Ma'udafna who was homeless. They didn't just have the rich guy on the block. They had the homeless, they had the drug addicts, they had everyone and everyone coming into their home. One night at 3 a.m., there was a knock on their bedroom door, which was totally off limits. Mordechai Rav Machlis woke up, thought it was an emergency. Who was it? It was this homeless person named Eliyahu who needed this the pizza recipe from the Rebbetzin. Rav Machlis says, this guy's crazy. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He was exasperated. Are you kidding me? To make this whole wheat pizza, this and that. This guy's insane. The Rebbetzin Machlis said, Mordechai, this is a test. It's from Hashem. I don't mind doing it. I'll get up and I'll teach him again. Mordechai was Rabbi Machlis was irate. Penny, you're indulging him in wrong behavior. Tell him he's wrong. He shouldn't be here at 3 in the morning. Tell him to get out of here. The Rebbetzin said, I don't mind teaching him again. She got dressed, came out, and taught him once more how to make whole wheat pizza. Because at the end of the day, the Rebbetzin Machlis was a person who didn't, she didn't just say, oh, this is a, for me, giving my time. It was, no. This is what he needs. It's not, right, chesed is not only to do with the money. Chesed also has to do with time. It's also with how we perceive people, how we do things, how we say things. Chesed is not only with our wallets. And I thought that was every story in there is mamish gold, but that story just defines 3 in the morning after a whole Shabbos. It says in the book that she used to make 18 chickens every meal on Shabbos, over 150 guests per meal on Shabbos. Like not normal. And they were very poor. In the beginning of their marriage, they had to collect money. They still collect money. They still have these meals. But it's mamish, literally an incredible couple. So before we go to the last part, I just wanted just to be able to recap. We started off talking about Huaya Omer. What does that mean, Huaya Omer? We said that after the Bar Nur says, not something that they said once, it's something that they constantly said. What's the lashon of Omer? Or Ben Ayona says that the world was created dafka for these three things. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world dafka for these three things, that his creations, that the Jews, that the Yidden should be able to do it. And then we moved on to Gemilus Chassanim. Why dafka Gemilus Chassanim? So Rav Ram Shor Shlita, maybe we'll get him to be scholar in residence, please God. I have to talk to Rabbi Shabta. He would be a great addition to the what we've had. So Rav Shor says, from the Malbim, what's his lashon of Golmel? Says Golmel is when the guy feels like not only that it's not a pain, it's mamashayach to him. Right? Like the Orachaim says, the Esa'ani Imach, that the money HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you to give him, it's not only for you, it's not your money, it's actually his money, but it's in your wallet. Esa'ani Imach, dafka the money by you. So I thought, dafka, we're learning all about chesed. If you look at all the part, we're imamish in the parshas this isn't a parshas here, but I thought this is a very big, very strong parsha connection. So Rav Shor quotes in another piece, he quotes from last week's parsha, you could still say Abdullah till Tuesday. So we could still take in from Vayera, and we're going to get the Chayav Sar in a minute or two. Right? Abbe Shabtai ended it a little early, so I had a few more minutes to prepare. So we know the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram a few weeks ago, Becha Chosman. Right, Bechach Chosman means that the Klal Yisrael is gonna end off with your name, Magen Avram. So the Svarim say that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represent Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed. Right, Yaakov was Yoshev, Ishtam, Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov learned Torah. Yitzchak was the Karbon. He was Avoda, and Avram was Gomel Chasan, Isha Chesed. Right, that's what the Svarim say. So what does this mean, Bechach Chosman? So a lot of the Svarim say that dafka different generations, different lashons. But one of the Svarim say that until the Baal Shem Tov's time, it was the Amud of Torah. You had the Gemara and Rishonim and Achronim. From the Baal Shem Tov to Ikvus and Mashiach, it was Tefillah. And now Becha Chosman means that at the end of time, Ikvus and Mashiach, we end with Avram. We end with Chesed. To be able to bring Mashiach is the Avos Yisrael. It's Avos Chinim, it's Bechachos, it's Dafka through the Midah of Avram Avinu. And this is actually what the Toldos Yaakov said. Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, when the pasuk says, V'hinei shlosha anashim nitzavim alav, right? The three men were standing there. So we know that was referring to the Malachim. But the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, right? This is actually the first Hasidic Sefer put out. Right? The Baal Shem Tov did not write, but the Baal Shem Tov of the Torah, Toldos Yaakov Yosef was the first Sefer we have from Hasidus. And he says that Dafka, that to show that Avram Avinu was the, that these three, it was to show that V'hinei Shloshim Anashim Nitzam Alav, Dafka, these were the three could keep the world going. And the Shlosh says that, as we said before, that helping others grow, even in Ruchnius, right, when Avram Avinu brought these Anashim in, when he brought the whole world into his tent, he wasn't only just giving them food. As we said, the Gemara Ksuba says that when they asked to pay, what did he say? Don't thank me. Thank Hashem. Right? Chesed is not only with Gashmis. Chesed could also be Ruchnis. You help someone grow. You help someone get closer to Hashem. And finally, we're just going to end with one Torah from Chayisara and one Maisa. The story goes, you know, in Chayisara, Eliezer is looking for a Shidduch. So in Parshas Chayisara, what happens? So Eliezer asks the Tefillah to Hashem, help me find a good Shidduch, someone who's going to be Roy and Shaykh for Yitzchak. And he sees that Rivka goes to the well, and Rashi says that she saw something very special, that the water came up to him. The water came up to him. And then he tests her to see if she's going to say anything about giving water to him and his camels. So the Brisker Rav and Rav Chesu of Kushmir both ask the same question. An amazing question. You can hopefully you say it on Shabbos. He says, once Eliezer saw that the water rose to Rivka's feet, why did he have to now give her a test with Chesed? He saw that this isn't a regular thing, that the water is coming up. It's not a regular thing that water just comes up. So why do you even have to test her with this whole Chesed business, with the camels, with him and the servants, this and that? There's two different answers. Rav Chesu of Kushmir said, to show you that you could do all the mofsim in the world, you could do all the miracles in the world, but that equals one midah of chesed. That even one that have one midah of ava, of caring, of sensitive and sensitivity and concern, that equals all the, you know, a million miracles that a Jew could do. But the Brisker Rav says a little different. The Brisker Rav says, to show you that you, even though if you could do all the great miracles, but if you don't have midos, it all means nothing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. You don't hold the door open to someone going to shul. You know, you don't when you're going this and that, you're looking for opportunities to grow. At the end of the day, it all means nothing. That's why Dafka Eliezer, even after he saw the water come up, he still wanted to make sure that she was a Baal Midos Tovos. And we know this is actually a big thing. The Karbina Rebbe, where Slonim comes from, the Karbina Rebbe said a pretty scary line. He said, and this is quoted in Svarm, he said, a day that a Jew doesn't do chesed, just a little thing, a day that a Jew doesn't do a chesed, it's not considered a day of Avodas Hashem. It means you learn the daf, you went to Minyan, you could have done Bikur Cholim, did a million, Bikur Cholim is chesed. You did a million mitzvahs, ben adol lamakom, but you didn't do a ma'isa chesed, it's not considered a day in Avodas Hashem, which is pretty scary, right? So at the end of the day, we're also able to realize that the world stands on these three things. Keep the world going, dafka through Torah, it's field, but we're at the end. Bechach Chosman means that we want to bring Mashiach, it's dafka going to be through Bechach Chosman, through Avram Avinu, through the mid of Avram Avinu, through the ma'isa chesed. Just to be able to end off with one story, it was a Shlomo Kabach's Yartzeit yesterday. I gave you a little Torah from him at the end. You could see it for homework. Beautiful Ishbitzer that he writes. But so he says in the Sefer, Shlomo Katz from Efrat put together some of Rav Shlomo's Torahs. Says there was a great rabbi, Rav Moshe Leib Sassover. He said that he learned Avos Yisrael from two drunks in the bar. What was the Rav Moshe Leib Sassover doing in the bar? I'm not sure. Maybe he was going to Mimkarev. I'm not sure. It's a Rav Shlomo Maisa. It's the message that's important. So Moshe Leib Sassover said, what was the story? He said, I saw these two Jews. One guy was saying to another guy, do you love me? And the other drunk says, of course I love you. He said, do you really love me? He's like, of course, I just told you I love you. So the guy said, if you really love me, then why don't you realize how much pain I'm in? If you really love someone, then you realize that every little sensitivity, every little thing, you realize what bothers a person. You realize that it's not just to say, oh, how's your day? Good. No. When your wife tells you good and you see you see her give you a face, you know there's something deeper. When someone tells you that they truly love you, it means that you really see that you really see what gets them going, and you really care about them. So Hashem should bless us that we should be zochah to follow in the midos of Avram Avinu, to follow in the midos of Yitzchak, Avram, Torah. Yitzchak was Tefillah, Yaakov, Torah, Avram, Chesed, but to realize the Bechach Chosman, to be able to realize that now they're getting towards the times of Mashiach, to hold on to the mid of Avram Avinu, which is Zohar Mitzvah Hashem, to do this. And to make sure that when we do Chesed, to make sure that they don't feel like it's a burden, Chas Hashem, but it's Dafka, the opposite, that it's a Gomel, that it's a privilege for us, it's a Schuss for us, Chas Hashem. Sure.